3:21 on Maryland's News Now. I'm John Patti. The race for the State House is in full fundraising mode here in Maryland. So who has the most money at this point, 5 months before the primary? Todd Eberle is assistant professor of political science at St. Mary's College and also the creator of the Free State blog. All right, Todd, so who has the most toys at this point in the game?
Anthony Brown and Ken Ullman have the bragging rights right now. They've got an advantage of about $800,000 over their closest competitor, which would be Gantler and Ivey.
Now, they have slightly more than $7 million, but I think the headline here is that how much they've raised in the past year. How come they've been able to raise more than $5 million just in the past year?
Well, I think they've got a pretty dynamic team, and it doesn't hurt when you've got the entire part of the establishment sort of lining up behind your candidacy, sending a message to donors, this is our team, this is our team. And in a situation like that, it makes it a little bit easier for you to make your sales pitch and get people to write that check for you.
But Doug Gantler kind of had the most money not too many months ago, so they overtook the Gantler amount. He has, what, $6.3 million on hand as of this week?
Yeah, he's got 6.3. I mean, let's be honest. They both have more than enough to compete. But, of course, Gantler came into this race with money from prior campaigns for attorney general. So it's what he's actually raised in his campaign for governor that perhaps should cause a little bit of concern, about $1.7 million this past year, which, you know, compared to $6.1 million, bit of a difference there.
Now, let's bring in Delegate Heather Mazier from Montgomery County. She's kind of the third candidate here, but I think she has to be reckoned with. Why?
Without question. From a campaign that a lot of people were sort of dismissing early on, she's raised over $1.1 million this past year. She's got $750,000 in the bank. She's racking up some endorsements from some key interest groups. She's going to have a place on the stage in those debates, and I think she's a player that both Gantler and Brown need to be keeping an eye on.
Another name that we haven't heard a whole lot about lately, Dutch Ruppersberger. What are you hearing?
Well, I'm hearing that he's still thinking about it. It's something he's still interested in. And I also am starting to hear more rumblings about John Delaney from the 6th Congressional District. So there may be a whole bunch of volatility suddenly introduced into this race.
5 months before the primary. Well, let's be fair here. On the Republican side, the numbers aren't quite as high. David Craig leads that pack. What are his numbers looking like?
Yeah, on the Republican side, it looks pretty bad. David Craig finds himself with about $170,000 in the bank and actually spent more than he took in this past year. So you're thinking Heather Mazur was able to bring in $1.1 million. Craig is bringing in somewhere in the neighborhood of $200,000. Ron George and Charles Lawler, cash on hand, they're at like $15,000 and $8,000. So just nowhere near the same level of money.
How come the amount of money needed to run a campaign just continues to escalate?
Well, you know, television advertising is incredibly expensive, and it is very pervasive. And we have the 2006 and the 2010 cycles between O'Malley and Ehrlich that really set sort of a new threshold for campaign spending in Maryland of $20+ million. And then the final thing we've got to factor in, this is the first time in some time in Maryland where there was a true competitive primary on both sides, which is going to bring in even more money into this campaign year.
It will be interesting to watch.
Yes, it will be.
Appreciate your input today, Todd.